We'll be starting at 12, and we'll be finishing at 4. So it's free entry for the public, and it's kind of like almost going back in time, realistically. So we'll have a craft market outside and in the tunnels, and there'll be some inside as well. There'll be demonstrations on the day as well. There will be willow weaving inside, and there will be hand spinning from, I think it's going to be alpaca wool, which will be there on the day. Now, I'm not entirely sure what the actual alpacas' names are, but they're from a company called Big Owen Alpacas. And I believe for the little ones, they should be able to pet them, if I'm not wrong. So that would be quite exciting, if I'm honest with you. Probably be the best part of the day for a good few people. There'll be natural craft workshop as well. And so we'll have music on site with a guitarist fairly local called Mike McLister. The Grassroots Cafe will be open from 12 until 4. All things potato on the menu, as of course. So outside then, we'll also have, there'll be talks and tours. We'll have the Loy Association of Ireland will be kind of demonstrating how the potatoes used to be grown on home farms back in the day. There'll be ongoing demonstrations from Paula Heatley. She's with Paula's Family Kitchen, and she does bhakti. And then, of course, there'll be us doing, we'll have very small demonstrations on like very, very easy ways to grow potatoes at home. And I think I'll be doing that as well as the manager, Stephen Campbell. But yeah, it's kind of, it's the beginning of the proper spring, realistically. And it's always a fairly good day. It's always fairly busy with potatoes everywhere. So it's going to be very, very, very busy for us anyways.
And there really is so much more to it than just kind of the name suggests, I guess. People might be a bit misled in a way, just in terms of that, like you kind of highlighted, that it is really for all the family. It's a nice day out. And I suppose as well as that, it really does offer something different to just maybe what a standard weekend could entail, because it really does, it really looks into the past as well, and there's a lot of cultural aspects involved too, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, it's definitely kind of its own kind of event, really, if I'm honest. Like, there's nothing I've found so far that'd be anywhere like it. But it's also, I mean, it'd be really good for, especially for kids. I think, you know yourself, like, kids just love going out petting animals and messing about with different things, and this place is perfect for it.